This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm here in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
As usual, we'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon, answering or trying to get some answers and asking you some questions. How is your job affected by the movement control order? Do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Chris, I know you've got a couple over on Insta story that we'll come to in just a couple of minutes. But first, of course, at break, we have an update from the FBM KLCI, courtesy of Arvind Yuvraj.
Mm-hmm. It is down by 0.37% by 1,275 points. Active stocks by volume include Sapura Energy Berhad, Hibiscus Petroleum Berhad, and Bumi Armada Berhad. A quick look at the ringgit against the US dollar, it is at 4.3.
There we go. Over to you, Chris.
Right. So we have Ralph.U on Instagram saying, I have reoriented my new normal, working only when there are new projects and all online, which sounds great. And Ming T Chan just says, it ain't, lol. Would you mind expanding on that, maybe?
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. Oh, anything over on Twitter, Arv?
Yeah, Eric is just asking, ask Grab what measures they have taken to ensure their partners are safe while delivering Grab services during this time. And I think that's something that a lot of people have been wondering about. We would appreciate if Grab got in touch and sort of clarified those things. I think that's a question on a lot of people's minds.
Mm. Okay, moving on to story number two. I believe we're sticking with you, Arvin.
Yeah, so we're talking about the year in search 2020 for Malaysia, thanks to Google. And it feels a bit weird doing this because it sounds normal at a time like this. It sounds like we're talking about, like, you know, basic business trends and brands and things that people look for. But it's a small diversion from all the COVID-19 stuff that we've been covering. So this year in search, Malaysia report reveals the major trends emerging across the country and offers guidance for brands looking to better serve their consumers in the moments that matter most. It's a lot of numbers, it's a lot of like percentages and stuff, but I've picked out the ones that seem a bit more interesting and seem a bit more revealing. So they've said that one of their biggest experiences is that the online experience is tailored to the consumers. So Near Me, searches for Near Me have grown 2.3 times in the last 2 years, while searches for Open Now have grown 1.8 times. So they clearly want options that are convenient and easy to buy. They are equally demanding when it comes to finding personal products that meet their individual needs, Malaysians, that is. There's a jump in searches for best serum for by 65% and best laptop for by 70%. Two times for growth in searches for best gaming phone, 1.3 for growth in best place in ... and 1.2 times for best time to ... it doesn't specifically say for what, but it's the searches that, you know, begin with best time to or best laptop for and stuff like that. There's also a bracket for offline starts online. So how much the two sort of inform the other, like online informs offline and vice versa. 420% up for durian near me searches.
Wow. We're not predictable at all.
Yeah. 130% for car service near me. And 140% for massage near me. So that's, when people are on the go, things that they search for. 420% for durian near me.
I suspect I probably contributed to some of that number as well.
You know? like 350%.
Probably, yeah.
18 times up for bubble tea near me, 4.2 for best restaurant near me, and 3.3 for kedai thai up to the cut, nearest thai shop. So it also touches on the non-urban opportunity that online spaces have given. So this is interesting because it says that the internet has given Malaysians living in rural areas unprecedented access to urban conveniences. 27% of non-metro users bought their devices online compared to only 23% for metro users. So there's a it's a few percent up. When shopping for smartphones, 69% for non-metro users search for battery life, 66% for metro users search for device performance. They also talk about prime time and how that's personal when people are watching streaming services and VOD. There's a rising popularity for music streaming, especially, and VOD, 5 times more searches, subscription services, 1.6 times more searches. And it says that this gives brands like more opportunity to reach out to like Malaysian consumers. And finally, eco-friendly economy. So Malaysians are increasingly looking for brands that take the lead on promoting products and services with low environmental impact, such as biodegradable plastic, up 95% for secondhand furniture, or 70% for secondhand furniture, and biodegradable plastic up by 95%, and used cars up by 25%, which is interesting because I sold my car to a used car, one of the new used car dealers last year, and it's one of those new, the app-based ones. So, you know, you can easily just place your car online and they give you the code and you do your bidding and stuff. And a lot of those have popped up in Malaysia. So it sort of, I think, informs or sort of helps with the 25%. Mm. 285% growth in metal straw searches, 85% growth in eco shop, and 70% growth in hybrid car searches. So another 75% searches for zero waste, 34% for carbon footprint, and 110% growth in searches for sustainable fashion.
I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, this report came out before all the all the shenanigans have been happening. Mm. So I'm curious to see, you know, if Google will update this, because I suspect, you know, maybe that the VOD searches might spike even further than that. I'm just sitting here thinking about the amount of people searching for bubble tea and metal straws might be somewhat correlated as
well.
Yes. And I don't know if that's going to go down maybe. Honestly, I'm just sitting here like, just drink from the cup, guys.
I mean, I'm just looking, thinking about, you know, what has changed in Malaysia since the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
It's been absolute chaos.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a change of government. We've had this, that, and the other. We've had COVID-19. Mm-hmm. You know, all the searches for, like, the Australian fires. And next year's Google list is going to be
weird.
It's going to be like looking at some kind of horror story, you know, as it's going to start off. Hopefully by the end of the year, it's going to be a much better
hopefully
picture.
It just doesn't last for very long. Yeah.
But the beginning of this year has just been, I don't know.
Which is why I said when looking at the search terms, it sort of reminded me of like normalcy, of just life as usual, you know, looking for bubble tea, looking for metal straws and stuff. But like you said, next year is going to be like a lot of weird health-related searches and stuff, which also is interesting because it flows into our next story, which you're going to do about, you know, people getting bad advice about how to cure themselves from the flu and COVID-19 and stuff. And that is also informed by searches and maybe false information that they could get from the internet.
Yeah.
So I'd be really interested in seeing, you know, not only maybe like an updated thing on what the trends are now that all this has happened, but also, again, what are the predicted trends for 2021 as well, considering all this? I don't know how long this all this stuff is going to last. And that will also have an effect on, I guess, the trends as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. Data's cool.
Okay, let's take a short break. Music up next from The Vines with Ride. Of course, we are asking that question. How has your business or your job been affected by the movement control order? Do let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our next story, of course, what Chris was just talking about. Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.